If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
Thanks for sending your jokes to John Williams at WGNRadio.com. On Fridays, we like to pick the joke of the week and then award somebody a coveted Speed Jokes coffee mug. Bob Kessler is away today. Lauren Lapka's in the news desk. Lauren, you going to help us pick?
The best I can.
Yeah, I know. She feels the weight of the responsibility of this. Here's joke of the week number one. Hey, Andy, did you hear about the rutabaga who died?
No.
There was a big turnip at the funeral.
All right. No more vegetable jokes, please.
Hey, Andy, what's green and goes to summer camp? Brussels sprouts.
John, these jokes are getting really annoying.
Romaine column, Andy.
If you're going to do these, you need to find better joke writers.
Maybe I'm not paying my guy a good enough salary.
All right, I'm out of here.
Charlotte let you out?
No, I can find the door myself.
And Andy ran away. Here's joke of the week number two.
Hey, Dad, McDonald's is going to sell hot dogs in two sizes this year, but I'm only going to get the small one.
Why is that, John?
I don't want to say. Could you supersize my McWiener?
Joke of the week number three.
A shark swims faster than me, but I can probably run faster than a shark. So in the triathlon, it's going to come down to the bicycle.
Yeah. Joke of the week number four.
A hacker broke into my account and then emailed me a note. Please save more money. This was a complete waste of my time.
Here's number five.
After the show today, I'll be posting jokes telepathically. So if you think of something funny, that was me.
It'd be nice if I thought of something funny. Here's joke of the week number six.
Father Ron in Peru just got back from Turkey. So en route, that would have made him an air fryer.
Kind of proud of that one. Here's joke of the week number seven.
I always wanted to lie naked on a bearskin rug in front of a fireplace. Evidently, Cracker Barrel has a policy against this.
We got a little blue this week. Here's number eight.
But we got this note. Hey, John Williams, I found out two things yesterday. One, kitchen sex can be wild and exciting. And number two, the staff at Culver's disagrees.
Sorry, my mic's on. Here's joke of the week number nine.
This is so frustrating, you guys. How many boxes of these thin mint cookies do I need to eat before I start seeing results?
Here is joke of the week number 10.
I can't help but think, Andy, if George Washington were here today in America, he'd probably be like, what the hell? How am I still alive?
What's going on here? Here's joke of the week number 11.
I'm trying to drink more water, so I've added an ice cube to my whiskey. Does that count?
No, it does not, John. Even on Bob Collins Day, here is joke of the week number 12.
I've got more vegetable jokes. We had so much fun with these yesterday. What's a librarian's favorite vegetable? Quiet peas.
John.
You want me to turn it down?
I want you to stop. Surprised you even have more of these.
Oh, I've got asparagus. What did the vegetable contestant say on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
Don't know, don't care.
I'd like to call a flower.
How can I make this stop?
You mean endive? Hey, Andy.
He's not here.
Don't you love how at the end of the movie My Bodyguard, Whitney Houston sings about endive?
She does not sing about...
And then we played Whitney Houston singing endive! We'll always... Here's joke of the week number 13.
Yesterday, as I looked at myself naked in front of the mirror, I realized I was about to get kicked out of IKEA.
You told that joke earlier this week, John.
Last time it was Cracker Barrel and it was a bear rug. So technically, this is a new joke.
I'm doing a tour of businesses throughout Chicagoland, taking off my clothes and evidently making jokes about them. Here's the last joke of the week.
I've started investing in stocks, Dave, vegetable, beef, and chicken. One day I hope to be a bullionaire.
Yeah, John, I heard you did a lot of vegetable jokes this week.
Yeah, but it was charred to make Andy laugh at them.
How do you figure that?
I don't know. Just turnips. He doesn't like veggie jokes.
Maybe try some other kind of jokes.
Okay. Do you know why the two mycologists got married?
Yeah, but then again.
They wanted to grow mold together, Dave.
I see.
But they had to move because their old house didn't have much room.
Hey, when does Andy come back?
Well. Lauren, I'm sorry that we didn't have a better batch for you this week, but
you know
that's
what?
Just the way
I'm
it goes
I'm just happy
sometimes.
Chicago police haven't put out an alert looking for a naked man in all these establishments.
True. Steve Alexander, the joke of the week was...
Air fryer.
That's Father Ron in Peru. Put a little X by that. Dave Ennett says,
I kind of like the idea of you at Culver's, but I but I like the idea of you on a bearskin rug at Cracker Barrel even more.
Yeah, you've got options there. That one made me laugh. I'm going to go with me naked on a rug at Cracker Barrel, too. Sorry about that, everybody. Lauren Lapka says,
well, I feel like I'm cheating, but I got to go with all the veggie jokes, and mostly because of how Andy reacts to all of them.
So we'll just go with the first set of veggie yes. jokes, and then producer Pete says,
Thin Mints.
Thin Mints. Thank you for sending your joke. So we missed it by that much. If somebody gets a majority of the votes cast, they earn a coveted Speed Jokes coffee mug. We'll randomly select a name in just a minute, and somebody will get our Speed Jokes coffee mug. Marlene will send one out. We always replay this bit after the 1:30 edition of WGN Radio News, and you can share them with your friends. Go to WGNRadio.com/speedjokes.